Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. 1 year of Spinraza or nusinersen treatment safely and significantly improves motor function in children with spinal muscular atrophy types 1 and 2, according to a real-life study in French patients. Greater motor benefits were seen among children with more severe disease and those treated earlier in life. However, several patients still require nutritional and respiratory support. The study, Effects of Nusinersen After 1 Year of Treatment in 123 Children with SMA Type 1 or 2, a French real-life observational study, was published in the Orphan A Journal of Rare Diseases. Spinraza, a disease-modifying therapy developed by Biogen, was the first approved treatment for all types of SMA in children and adults. In clinical trials, Spinraza was shown to extend the lives of children with SMA and improve their ability to move, breathe, and swallow. Nevertheless, a large portion of Spinraza-treated children with type 1 SMA, one of the most severe types, may still need ventilation support and feeding tubes. Real-life data are key to understanding the true benefits of Spinraza in the SMA population and optimizing treatment decisions in everyday clinical practice. Researchers have now reported the real-life safety and effectiveness of 1 year of Spinraza treatment in children with SMA types 1 and 2 in France. The therapy, given directly into the spinal canal every 4 months, became available in that country in May 2017. The team retrospectively analyzed the data of SMA patients followed by 23 French centers for rare pediatric diseases between May 2017 and February 2019. Of the 204 patients treated with Spinraza, 123, 68 girls and 55 boys, with type 1 or 2 disease, had at least 1 year of treatment and were included in the study. Most children had type 2 SMA, while 34 were classified as type 1, 10 as type 1AB, and 24 as type 1C. Subtypes of A, B, and C depend on the severity of the disease or the achievement of motor milestones before or after a certain age, with subtype 1A being considered the most severe. The children's ages ranged from 3 months to 16 years when they started treatment, with 30 children, or 24.4%, being treated when they were younger than 2 years, including all 10 with type 1AB. A total of 47 children were 2 to 5 years of age when they started Spinraza, and 46 were 6 to 17 years old. Motor development in children younger than 2 years was assessed with the Hammersmith Infant Neurological Examination, Part 2, and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Infant Test of Neuromuscular Disorders. Motor function in children older than 2 years was mainly evaluated with the Motor Function Measure. It assesses motor function in 3 domains: standing and transfers between positions, motor function of axial muscles, those of the trunk and head, and proximal muscles, those closer to the center of the body, and distal motor function, that of the hands and lower arms. Caregivers' impressions about the children's improvements were assessed through the Clinical Global Impressions Improvement Scale, or CGI-I. Results showed that after 1 year of treatment, children across all ages achieved significant motor function improvements. Notably, such improvements were observed in 90% of those treated before the age of 2. However, none of these children were able to walk, and the maximum motor function level achieved seemed to match that of type 2 patients, the researchers noted. In addition, compared to before treatment, there was a non-significant increase after 1 year in the number of type 1 patients younger than 2 who needed nutritional support, increase of 2 children, or ventilatory support, increase of 3 children, which was consistent with previous reports. Children older than 2 who received treatment showed clinically meaningful improvements in the motor function of muscles in the trunk and head, those closer to the body, and those of the arms and hands. However, the children's ability to stand or change positions, as well as the number of children needing nutritional or ventilatory support, remained unchanged. Also, none of these children gained the ability to walk. Greater motor function benefits were observed in the subgroup of children treated before the age of 6, and most of them, 85%, were able to perform normal daily activities, such as eating alone, combing their hair, and rolling over during sleep. These findings support the notion that SMA patients should be treated as early as possible so that they can benefit most from the treatment. Of the 105 caregivers, one parent per child, who completed the CGI-I scale, most, 81%, reported at least some improvement in their child's condition, with no reports of disease worsening. Nearly half, 46%, considered that their child's condition was much improved, and 6% considered it to be very much improved. The researchers wrote, quote, "The positive responses of the caregivers, despite generally mild motor benefits, may reflect the considerable hopes invested in this new therapy, or, on the other hand, reflect limitations in the scales used to evaluate the benefits of the treatment." Moreover, Spinraza was well tolerated, with no reports of severe adverse events, which is in agreement with previous studies, the team noted. The researchers also emphasized that while Spinraza defies the natural history of SMA, particularly the severe forms in the younger children, type 1 and 2 patients, still need intensive support care and remain severely disabled. Families need to know more about what it means to live with SMA and what the benefits and burdens of the available treatments are, the researchers wrote, adding that both parents and the patients themselves, as they age, face high-stakes decisions about chronic treatment and potentially aggressive life-prolonging therapies.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. I make videos, moderate the forums, and do these recordings for many reasons. Mainly, though, I want to encourage everyone to embrace your differences and live your best life. Even though it's not always easy, I think by accepting ourselves, it allows others to look past those differences more easily. Since my SMA is obvious, maybe it's not as difficult, but I accepted my differences early on. Two key factors helped. First, having encouraging parents. Second, surrounding myself with friends who were supportive. Even though my parents were realistic, we all knew I wasn't walking, they did their best to support my interests. Some of the contraptions we came up with to allow me to do certain activities were quite impressive. They also pushed me instead of sheltering me. Kids can be cruel. Most of the time it comes from a place of unfamiliarity. They've never been exposed to someone who's in a wheelchair or who has different abilities than they do. When you can find things in common with others, it can be easier for them to disregard the other stuff. If you don't make a big deal about it, they probably won't either. But if they do, they don't need to be your friend. If they stick their foot under your tire and you happen to run it over, so be it. I'm certainly not a social butterfly, and I still have many insecurities. Funny thing is, a lot of people do, disabled or not. What I can do is accept what makes me who I am and keep doing what I'm doing. How do you embrace your differences? Has it been challenging? I'd love to hear from you. Head over to our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.